The WFB talk continues. Ladies and gentlemen, we're here in Sonora, California at Diffel Stadium. Ladies and gentlemen, this is WFB Talk Continues. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, welcome to Diffel Stadium here in the beautiful city of Oxnard, California. The WSFL and the IWFL are proud to present this afternoon's matchup between the visiting NorCal Redhawks and the Ventura Black Widows. This is an interesting game this afternoon because Black Widows have been around. This is their second year playing. Last season, they were basically bouncing around playing different various teams. This season, they're in the Women's Spring Football League. Now, the NorCal Redhawks, this is their first full season. Right now, they're on an exhibition tour for the IWFL. Next season will be the first season in the IWFL in the Western Division. They'll be playing, taking on teams like the Breakers of Southern California, the California Quake, the Bay Area Bandits, the LA Amazons, and all the teams throughout the West Coast. What's the interesting matchup? These teams is the Quake, the Black Widows have a strong offensive line and a strong defensive line, but these teams will be having difficulties making around the corners with their speed. They just had a tough loss last week to the Fighting Phillies of Portland. Now, this will be the first game of the season, actually the first game of the career, the life of the NorCal Redhawks. NorCal Redhawks are led team including number 4, Brenda Vermette, number 13, Amber Purcell, number 25, Dominique Ewell, number 27, Gina Buse, number 39, Barbara Cornetta, number 6, 58, Sharon Sear, and number 70, Nancy Stoner. We're having sixes today. It's a sixes game between six players from the Redhawks and six players from the Blackhawks. And let's listen to the referees.
You guys kicking off, whoever kicking off is on the 30 and the receiving team is going to be on the 40?
Well, for this game, it's going to be Steve, our team doing 180 like a mock kickoff.
We weren't able to pick something up yet.
We were told there was no special team, so we never practiced it.
Okay, so no punch.
We're just kind of going through the motions.
We're going to let them punch, and we're going to play it from where the ball lands.
Okay, so no return.
Well, how about the opening kickoff?
The opening kickoff,
whoever wins the toss.
Whoever wins the toss, if their receiving goes, kick it to them, wherever they, wherever they get in, they have to come on the field. Wherever the ball is landed or
as the coaches and referees are deciding over the exact context of play today, this is a friendly exhibition game, but it's a serious game too. The Black Widows have had a couple of tough losses this year, and they just can't seem to get on track. And the Redhawks want to put themselves on the board and establish themselves from day one, and it's so important. Now, they all got small rosters, but there's a lot of heart. And the good part is it's only six on six for this afternoon's games. Now, some of the players for the Black Widows include number 3, Monica Valencia, number 11, Lee Walters, number 12, Denise Hamilton, number 26, Christina Ellis, number 24, Victoria Ortega, number 25, Ada Munoz, number 33, Jessica Carlon, number 34, Stephanie Weinberg, otherwise known as Shorty because of her stature. Number 37, Ashley Rodriguez. Number 50, Jackie Sanchez. Number 51, Cassie Lundberg. Number 55, Vanessa Fitzpatrick. Number 76, Elizabeth Ramirez. Number 80, Michelle Jimenez. Number 77, Zalisa Elsman, and number 44, Alma Zarate, and number 77, Kay Ortani. So let's see how the referees are doing.
Yeah, I'll go to the phone.
Okay, all right.
What's nice about this, when you play six-man, you get 20-yard sections of the field. It's an 80-yard field with a section, a back section, a two mid-section, another back section. So wherever you hit the ball, you can have first and 19, or you could have first and one. So wherever you carry the ball in onto the field, where it falls between the 20-yard markers, that's where it goes. So basically, you got a goal line, a 20-yard line, a 40-yard line, another 20, and then another goal line. It's almost like when you're kids in school, and it's also similar to flag football. This should be a real strong matchup for the two teams because, once again, the Redhawks are just coming in, just came up from the Sacramento area. A couple of players have played before, but most of them are rookies. This is their first game. They're even a little nervous, a little nerves going on with the players, and I'm sure a little excitement going on with the Black Widows. The Black Widows, this is their second year. They've been strong. They had some tough battles. They've had a very few victories, but their losses they had, they definitely hung in there. They've never bowed down or just quit. They're not a quitter team. As I mentioned, you know, I think the Black Widows are weak in the speed department. They got a very solid front line, both offensively and defensively, and their running game is a pretty good game, but they don't have that speed burner, that outside ball carrier, that Barry Sanders, Emmett White, that kind of guy, that kind of player, who just whip around the corner there. Their passing game is pretty decent. They don't throw a lot of interceptions. They don't make a lot of mistakes, and that's what really keeps them in the games, is keeps their respect, is that they don't make many mistakes. Now, with the Redhawks, it's a different story. We're still looking at a new, fresh, young team. Brenda Vermette, I know she's new. Amber Purcell, I think. Barbara Coletta has played a little bit, and so has Sharon Sear. She's played a little bit, too. These players also look for some leadership from number 7, Nancy Stoner. She's been around a little bit. And we're here. This is a beautiful area, actually. On Oxnard and the Ventura area is a very beautiful area. It's located about an hour and a half north of the L.A. Basin, about 5, 6, 7 hours south of the Northern California's areas of Sacramento and San Francisco. What's so beautiful about this area is you get these cool, nice, soft ocean breezes. So the air is pretty clear in a place like this. It's a nice place to live or retire or to come and watch a football game like we're doing this afternoon. Now, neither one of these teams are really in contention for the championships of their leagues, respectively, but I think they're looking for the respect among the other teams around. And this is very important to women's football to have teams like the Redhawks, the NorCal Redhawks, and the Black Widows of Ventura to show how much strength they can put onto a field. Women's football has been around for a few years. It started back in the 70s. I've been involved in myself for about 5 years, both once with the exhibition game with men against women, and then as an announcer for a couple years. And I've noticed one thing, that the leagues come and go, the teams may come and go, but the players tend to stay around. And now some of the teams are starting to stay around, too. For example, the San Diego Scorpions, they were in the Women's Professional Football League a couple years ago, took 2 years off, and now they're back in the Independent Women's Football League. Another team, you go back on the East Coast, and you'll see a team like the Pittsburgh Passion or the D.C. Divas out of Washington. You see those teams, and I've seen them flip from 2 and 3 leagues themselves. And there, a couple years ago, when I first got into this women's, announcing women's football, I noticed there was a National Women's Football League, which had to change their name to National Women's Football Alliance because of the NFL's copyright on the NFL alphabet, the insignia. So what ended up happening is that was around there. And then you had the WPFL. You had the Women's Professional Football League and the National Women's Football Association. Those two leagues were, well, then the WPFL died off, and then the IWFL arose out of the grass and became a strong contender. Then, a couple years later, give a year or two more, then we see the National Women's Football Association die, and the Women's Football Alliance comes out. So right now, what we have is the Independent Women's Football League and the Women's Football Alliance, and also a startup Women's Spring Football League, which is now where the Ventura Black Widows are at, the Women's Spring Football League. And There's a new league. They have goals of maxing things out with 96 teams. They have some lofty goals, and I think we all wish them well. And as they're moving up their ranks, but the Women's Football Alliance seems to be gaining power every year. This is only their second year, but they came in with some very strong teams. The Women's Football Alliance came in with teams like the LA Showgirls. They brought in a new team, which didn't seem to be new, but all experienced players. With the Los Angeles Lynx, which later became the Pacific Warriors. And then you get other teams in there from Detroit, Chicago, who've had a couple years of experience in other leagues. Now the WFA is a competitive league. The WFA, the IWFL, and now the WSFL. A lot of initials, and it's really just keep your eyes on the teams and players that you like, because as the leagues come and go, I think you'll see a lot of strength among them. I think the WFA and the IWFL, they're battling it out, but I think it's good for each of them. Myself, I work for both teams on both sides, and they both have strong teams, and they both have some challenges ahead of them. What's the nice part of the WFA is they were fortunate to have very experienced football leading them from day one. Right now, the players are still spending a few minutes just clarifying stuff. Now it looks like they're doing the handshakes, and the captains have now left the field. The captain for the Red Hawks is number 70, Nancy Stoner. And it looks like they're ready to for the kickoff. We have three referees here from the local Oxnard Parks and Recreation Football District. They officiate high school games here in the Greater Oxnard Ventura area, so they got experienced football referees here. So they'll be using the regulation women's football size, which is slightly smaller than a man's professional football. It's a slightly what you call junior size football. Seems to be better from the women's hands. Now officially the players are coming out of the field. Number 4, Brenda Vermont, and number 70, Nancy Stoner for the Redhawks, and number 26, Christina Ellis, and number 33, Jessica Carlin are coming out of the field for the Ventura Black Widows. So let's see if we can hear the flip. The referees.
Educational experience. Right. Can I ask for captains? You guys want to count in black? If you have a captain black. Right? Question?
I was about to ask do you have the play clock 24 seconds?
I'm going to be doing the 25 second count for my clock because Tony's going to be taking the game.
I got 25 seconds.
Now the Black Widows won the toss, but they elected to kick. Then the Redhawks have decided to defend the north side of the field. The field runs north and south, south being towards the beach, while most people think of California being a west coast. The basin tends to cut down to a north-south, toward an east and west movement along the land. So actually, we'll be going toward the beach. The Black Widows will be defending the beach side, and the Redhawks will be defending the mountain side of the field. As we're underway for the game, and also I'd like to remind you that the IWFL and the Independent Women's Football League and Women's Spring Football Alliance are both represented here, and they're using the IWFL official football for today, this afternoon's game. Once again, we're here in beautiful Oxnard, California at Driffel Stadium here in this lovely sun-baked city right across the street from the schools and apartments, and just a beautiful area. Lovely traffic, palm-lined street, Oxnard. It's a real coastal feel to it. Whenever you come to Oxnard, you want to definitely take a look at it and stay here a few days. Well, I could actually say we even have a sponsor here over in the Oxnard area. And we're proud to say the sponsor is the Bella Capri Inn for all away games, sponsors for the NorCal Redhawks, located at 2050 East Ventura Boulevard in Camarillo. That's www.bellacapriinn.com. Now the teams are about to hit the field, just ready to roll in the first game of the forever, the first inaugural game for the NorCal Redhawks. Back deep for the Redhawks is number 25, Dominique Yule, and also back deep is number 27, Gina Vu-Yuz. Gina and Dominique in deep in the back, ready to kick, and the kick for the Black Widows is number 26, Christina Ellis. She's also their quarterback. Again, this is a six players on the field at a time. It is six-man football, six-player football, and there's only one person on the sidelines for the Redhawks. They brought only seven on this Hawaii game. There's a handful of substitutes, or a good six. They have a good six, seven on the bench for the Black Widows, so they have definitely, the Black Widows have the Redhawks outmanned. As number 26, Christine Ellis comes back to kick, ready to go, and here's the start of the season for the Redhawks. Now the kick deep down the field, deep through the end zone, right over the head of number 27, the Redhawks, number Gina Views, deep into the kick, so she's going to go right through the end zone. So now it started at the 10-yard line, not the 20, but the 10-yard line for the Redhawks. It will be their first play for the Redhawks. That was a good kick by Christine Ellis. She's a pretty good all-around athlete, quarterback for the Black Widows, and she proved it with her kicking ability with a nice, clean over-the-end-to-end kick right through the end zone. First down at the 10-yard line for the Redhawks. Back to quarterback for the Redhawks at number 4, Brenda Vernet. She was... She's back in the end, and she's being held. The pass was attended to number 25, Dominique Yule, but she was held by Ada Munoz. It was a quite obvious holding, defensive holding, pass interference. However, they want to rule that, but that was an obvious penalty. The minute the ball was in the air, Ada Munoz wrapped her arms all around Dominique Yule, brings it down to the 20. Should make it about the 25-yard line, 15-yard penalty on this field. First down, so it should be about first and 15 for the Blackhawks at their own 25-yard line. We correct that, it's going back to the 20. So it'll be a 10-yard defensive holding. So it'll be first down for the Redhawks, but they got a good 20 yards to go. Once again, back at quarterback for Brenda. She looks like she's the most experienced player on the field with number 58, Sharon Sear, as her center. And we've got everybody on the line, no everybody in the backfield. She's calling out the plays. She's back to pass. Throws the pass across the middle, intended for number 25, Dominique Yule, incomplete. Defended by number 80, Michelle Jimenez. That was a good play, but the timing was off because Michelle Jimenez had the quarterback read the whole play, so it was a very tough pass there. Once again, second down for the Redhawks at their own 20-yard line. They have 20 yards to go because this is a 20-yard field. in the backfield, number 25, Dominic Yule for the Red Hawks. They just have one person in the back. And then it's a pitch, it's a handoff up the left side to number 25. Dominic Yule gained about 5 yards, broke through a tackle, and tackled by Kay Otani. Kay Otani is playing middle guard for the Black Widows this year. Also number 34, the middle linebacker, Shorty. Coming in off the field is Kay Otani, and then coming back on the field is Zelda Edelsman, Z, otherwise known as Z. And then once again, we still have number 4, Brenda Vermette, a quarterback. Off to the left, number 25, Dominique Yule. Dominique Yule seems to have some wheels on her. Out on the right side, number 27, Gianna Brewers. And she's back to pass, and pass completed to number 25. Oh, she breaks some tackles. Pass completed to number 25, Dominique Yule. And she brought it all the way to a 20-yard completion. Oh, it brought about a 17-yard, 13 to 17-yard completion, about 15-yard completion. Made a first down for the Red Hawks. First down for the Red Hawks just past midfield mark, just past the 40-yard line. Good play by Dominique Yule. She looks like she has some wheels on her. This is her first game, and she definitely looks like she's an experienced athlete. I don't know if it's first game. Obviously, she's played sports before, and now she's lined up deep at tailback with Brenda Vermette, her quarterback. Look, there's a bad exchange. It's fumble recovered by Brenda Vermette. Makes it second down. It'll be second and 19. Once again, it's 19 because he just passed midfield, and there's 20-yard markers for the first down. Again, Brenda Vermette seems to be confident back at quarterback, except for that last bad snap. The center, number 58, Sharon Sear. And back at them, back deep, it tailback is Dominic Yule, and it's still a quarterback, number 4, Burnett. Well, it looks like there's a legal procedure on number 27, Gina Buse. Gina Buse, and playing left end, was a legal motion, and they'll be backed up 5 yards, so it'll be about second and 24 for the, after the snap, it's second and 24 for the Red Hawks. Redhawks are looking pretty confident. They did have that snap that was bad, but they otherwise look pretty confident, except now they're starting to give themselves a little bit of a rut, a fumble and then a procedure penalty. Now Yule's right out, it's a pitch out to Yule around the right side. It looks like she breaks about 2 tackles, and she's gang tackled, brought down by number 12, Denise Hamilton. Came back just a couple yards past the original line of scrimmage after the penalty and the fumble. Should make it third and about 17, about 16, third and 16 for the Red Hawks. Gang tackle. Looks like number 25, Dominique Yule, definitely has some confidence built in her system. She's rolling down the field. She definitely has a ability, a natural athletic ability. Looks like she does now. She's out at number 25. Dominic Yule's on the right side in the backfield is number 27, Janine Buse, and number 4, again, Brenda Vernette's at quarterback. Then it's a handoff on the right side, number 25 to Janine Buse, as she's blasted around the left side about by Christina Ellis, the quarterback for the cornerback and quarterback for the Black Widows. Hard hit, come around the yard, gain of about 3 yards for the the Red Hawks. Now it's fourth down for the Red Hawks. Fourth and about 12 to go for the Red Hawks. Back and quarterback is Vermette. On the right side is Buse, and on the left side, split wide, is Dominic Yule. And Dominic Yule's going deep. And, the pass is up. It looks like it's an interception. Oh, it just dropped out of hand to number 12, Denise Hamilton. The heavy pressure by number 11, Leah Walters. So it's the ball changes hands now. It's fourth down. Now it's first down for the Black Widows at the about 36-yard line. Excuse me, check that. At about the 32-yard line. It's about second and 8. First and nine for the Black Widows at their own 31-yard line with number 26, Ellis, back at quarterback. Now running on the right side by number 34, Shorty. She breaks the tackle, but she's taken out of bounds by number number 39, Barbara Coletta. Tackled by Barbara Coletta out of the left side, but Shorty did make it around the right side, and it's a first down for the Black Widows. Black Widows, Shorty Weinberg had a good, strong game against the Fighting Phillies last week, but they lost pretty handily. You know, Shorty did gain about 100 yards or so during the game. Now back in the backfield is number 34, Shorty. Back at quarterback is Ellis. And up on the defensive line, Ed does a pass, and it's an interception by number 27. Number 27, Jeanine Views, and she's blasting around the left side. And she's taken out around the left side by Christy Ellis. Interception by number 27, Gina Bules, but tackled by the quarterback, Christine Ellis. Turned in about 14 yards. 14-yard interception return for Bules. Pretty good game. Bules, I looked at that ball, and looked like a Christmas present or a Hanukkah present to her, and just grabbed it in her, looked at it, and said, oh, I got the ball. I better do something with it. And she took off running. That's a good play by Bules. Read the defense. Played the quarterback, not playing the player. Back at quarterback is Brenda Vermette for the Red Hawks, and she's back throwing it for number 25, and pass is intercepted. Number 24 for the Black Widows, Vicky Ortega was defending, and Dominique Ewells, and they're both fighting for the ball, and neither one of them can get it. Makes it second and about 16 for the Red Hawks at the 34-yard line of the 35-36-yard line of the Black Widows. Once again, this is a 20-yard field. I'm sorry, 80-yard field with 20-yard first down markers. So they have to go. Sometimes it's 1 yard, sometimes it's 19. Mules back the ball. Mules does the quarterback keeper on the left side. Fumbles the ball. Big hit with number big blast with number 80. Number 80, Michelle Jimenez. Looks like both of them are a little shook up from that hit. First down for the, after about a 6-yard gain, 7-yard gain for the Red Hawks. It was a fumble that was covered by number 80, Michelle Jimenez. Looks like she's okay. She's walking off. She's made it to the sidelines. Brenda Vermette looks like she's okay. Back to quarterback for the Black Widows, number 26, Christine Ellis with number 34, Shorty Weinberg in the backfield with you and Buse in the defensive backfield for the Red Hawks. Weintree is taken around the left side. Runs right straight up to number 25, Dominique Ewell. Dominique took her down after gaining about 4 yards. Should be about second and seven for the Black Widows at their own 33-yard line. Once again, the tackle was taken by number 25, Dominique Ewell. He was very confident. Back playing deep safety is number 39, Barbara Coletta, who's a definitely experienced player, the most experienced player for the Red Hawks. Once again, back to Ellis, has it off to Weintree, takes it on the right side. She has a tackle, breaks the tackle, she's running for the end zone. She stopped. Oh no, she breaks the tackle by number 25, Dominique Ewell, and touchdown for the Black Widows. Shorty Weinberg was able to make it through three tackles. She broke the tackle of Dominique Ewell, Gina Bules, and Barbara Coletta. She was able to take her on the right side, break right through all defensive back defenders. Now it's a 6-0 score in favor of the Black Widows. It's the first score they've had for a few weeks now. They had a rough outing last week against the Portland Fighting Phillies over a couple blocks over in Cal Lutheran. Now they're going for the extra point. The extra points taken by the 5-yard line. Back in quarterback, once again, is Ellis in the backfield. Weinberg for the Black Widows. Same defensive backfield for the Red Hawks. Now running on the right side at number 24. Weinberg taken down. Game tackle by number 70, Nancy Stoner. And number 25, Dominique Ewell. Looks like Dominique Gill has a good athlete, but she's wearing down a little. It looks like she's winded. I can see in her body movement she's a tired girl, but she definitely has some legs and some juice on her. And it's tough conditioning. Football conditioning is much different than track and conditioning and basketball. You get hit, you got to get back up. Looks like Dominique Yule is getting a good lesson in getting hit and getting back up. She looks like she's really winded back there. Now to kick for the Black Widows is number 26. Christine Ellis back once again. It looks like they're keeping the same defensive backfield as they are on the kick returns with Buell, and Coletta in the back. Coletta being an experienced player, but you know has a few years on her, so she's relying on these youngsters like Dominique Buell and Gina Buse to really make some good yards on some of the runs and make some tackles also. Looks like both Ewell and Buse have a good athletic background, have good build on them. They're going to be tremendous athletes in women's football, but it's going to take some time to experience, head knocking, and it's going to take some time before these girls become some real superstars. But you definitely got some athletes here with Buse and Ewell. Now, once again, number 26, Ellis is ready to kick. And once again, deep, Coletta is only moderately deep. Ewell and Buse are deep in the backfield, deep to return the kick. And the kick is straight to Ewell's up. There's a penalty on the field. There's a dead. It's the way these rules are. I guess is when you kick it past the 20-yard line, it goes dead on the 20-yard line. So it'll be first and 20 for the Redhawks on their own 20-yard line. Back at quarterback is once again number four. We'll run around the right side by Ewell. Tackle taken down by number 33, Jessica Carlin. First down, I guess it was just the ball was at the 19-yard line, bounced on the ground at the 19. So the way the rules are read in this league, in six-player short field, the ball is taken where the ball lands. Therefore, it was at the 19. There was a 7-yard gain by Dominique Ewell. So it's second down. So it's the first down, first and about 16 for the Redhawks at their own 14-yard line. Back, the pass is Lynette. Pass is deep in the middle of nowhere. Dominique Ewell did a down and out, but when she should have done a down and in, or it was just thrown to the wrong area. But it was the ball was landed in the middle of nowhere. Closest player to was number 12, Denise Hamilton. Second out, second and about 16 for the Redhawks at their own 24-yard line. Second down, second and about 16 for the Redhawks once again. Outlining up the right side is number 13, Amber Purcell, and right now on the left side is number 27, Gina Buse. Once again, it's a short line here. And in the back to is number 25, Ewell, as she gets the ball. She's only with one hand, a little dangerous. She broke two tackles, almost breaks a third tackle, but she's finally tackled by number 80, Michelle Jimenez. And she gained about 2 yards. Makes it about third and about 13 for the Redhawks at about the 27-yard line. 4 minutes left to go in this inaugural quarter for the Redhawks football here in beautiful Oxnard, California, taking on the Ventura Black Widows. Once again, back to quarterback is Lynette. On the right side is Ewell. Left side is Ewell. She's coming back. She was all over the place. She was breaked out of two tackles. Brenda Vermette broke out of tackles by number 33, Jackie Carlin, and out of number 11, Leah Walters. She fought those two off and threw it to number 2, Dominique Hughes, but just out of the reach of Dominique Hughes. So it looks like it's fourth down for the Redhawks. That was a fine battle back there. Brenda Vermette, almost like a Roethlisberger, or an old Roman Gabriel, just having people dripping all, dragging all over and still able to pass the ball off. So now, once again, she's back at quarterback, Brenda Vermette. Far on the left side is Ewell, and far on the right side is Buse. As Brenda's back at quarterback, she takes a look to the right side, passes it. Oh, she tracked it just low for Buell's, so incomplete. So the fourth down, no good. So now it's first down for the Black Widows at their own about 20 at the Red Hawks, approximately 26 yard line. So it'll be about 26 yard line. So it'll be about first and six for the Black Widows at the Red Hawks 26 yard line. Back to, once again, it seems like they're going with the same outside, having both at cornerbacks and at wide receivers, number 27, Gina Buse, and number 25, Dominique Ewell. Once again, back to quarterback back to quarterback is number 26, Ellis. And she takes the quarterback keeper around the right side, and it looks like she has the whole field open herself. Oh, she breaks through a tackle at number 27. Jana Buell. Gina breaks through a tackle. Gina just wasn't able to wrap. So, good run by number 26. Christine Ellis makes the score. 12-0 in favor of the Black Widows. Once again, it looks like the experience of the Black and Red Hawks is showing, because she had it right in her grasp. Ewell had it right in the grasp. She was not able to lock her up with the tackle. It's a tough part with girls, hate to say it, but they get in position, but they just don't get that shoulder in there to try and lock up. So Ellis back to quarterback, hands it up the middle to Weinberg. Weinberg throws off both Dominic Ewell and Barbara Coletta, and brings it in, makes the score 13-0 in favor of the Black Widows here in here in Oxnard, California. Once again, this is the first game of the season for the Red Hawks, but they look like they're having a rough going, but they're really not having a rough. They're just making little fundamental mistakes, you know, as athletes make adjusting to a new sport. They look like they have the athletic ability, but they're just like a volleyball player, a basketball player coming to volleyball, or a swimmer like Michael Phelps trying to jump over to swimming. These are tremendous athletes, especially in Ewell and Buse. They're tremendous athletes, but they're just not able to take care of the little details they need to, like wrapping up and things like that, and positioning. They definitely have the speed and the strength, but just little skills. Back to kick, it's number 26. It's 26, kicks it, and the ball lands at about the 10-yard line. And the way Ellis kicks it to the 10-yard line, the way this works here, once again, is the ball just lands in the field. Wherever it lands, that's where the ball will start at. The ball hit the ground at the 10-yard line, therefore the Red Hawks will take it at their own 10-yard line. Once again, it looks like they're playing with both balls from the Independent Women's Football League and from the Women's Spring Football League also. So it looks like they're playing with two different kind of balls here today. Back at quarterback, and once again, is number four, Brenda Vermette, and number 25, Dominique Ewell. And she breaks through with a couple tackles, and a tackle by number 77, Kay Otani. Gain of about four Dominique Ewell. I see that in her eye, how she won it. She saw that corner, but unfortunately, she was caught by it from the side. Back at quarterback is Brenda Vermette. She looks like she's had some experience playing the ball. At left tackle is Barbara Coletta, and Ewell's on the far to the right. And Buse on the left. Look like number 77, Connie has Brenda Vermette in her hands. Two solid bodies taking each other on. Looks like a sumo match. It looks like Kay Otani definitely won that round. So now it's third down, third and about 10 for the Redhawks at their own 10-yard line. Once again, looks like Bull and Hughes have some speed on them. Now on the right side, number 25, Dominique Hughes. She looks like she has some speed, actually probably outrun most of the Blackhawks, but she just hasn't been able to get the ball at the right time. Now Burnett's on the right side, throws a pass to number 27. Oh, just right out of the hands of Ewell. Just inches out of her hands. Right in her hands, not able to quite grasp it. Now it looks like it's fourth down for the Redhawks at their own 10-yard line. Looks like Ewell's pretty good down. A lot of running. She's probably good. Looks like she's got some weird running track or something of that nature. Basketball, but she just looks like she's a little fatigued right now. And she definitely is an athlete that you want to have on the field. And the officials are calling a timeout just to give to make a player change. Number 70 is coming on the field. Nancy Stoner is coming on the field. So they're going to kick the way football is. I guess the punting and kicking is a little different in six-man football than it is in regular football. There's no rush. You just kick the ball. You just snap the ball, and the quarterback kicks it, and you can run it back. So I guess you just let the ball hit. And wherever they kick it, he just lands there, and that's where it goes. So six. And number 70, Nancy Stoner, is kicking. And she gets the ball. And she gets a decent kick off to her left side. And with a heck of a roll. And I guess the way that it works in six-man is where the ball lands. It should be at about the 33-yard line of the Redhawks. Looks like the Redhawks had about a 22-yard kick. 1:41 left in this first quarter here in play here in Oxford, California, with a score of 13-0 in favor of the home team Ventura Black Widows. Looks like number 4, Brenda Vermette, is taking a break on the sidelines while the rest of the players are muscling it out. Once again, looks like the Black Widows have about twice the bench that, well, six times the bench. The Black Widows have about 7 on the bench, and with the Redhawks just won. Ellis back to pass. Whoops, good pitches it over to Shorty Weinberg. Takes it around the right side. Cuts it around the left side. Now she's around the right side. Now she's going toward the end zone. And she's made it to the end zone. Yeah, so it's the third touchdown. Second one for Shorty Weinberg. Makes the score 19-0 in favor of the Black Widows. Shorty was able to run around the left side, saw there was no opening there, had some body in front of her, just changed the direction, went to the right side, and she was home free on the right side. Shorty Weinberg's able to get some rest, both just playing the offense this week, not too tired, when you can play both sides, when you're playing both ways. Obviously, it's a six-man game, a little bit less than the A-man that they played last week.
20 there, 34.
So, right now,
okay.
Ellis is at quarterback with number 22, with 24, Vicky Ortega in the backfield. And she's run up the middle, but doesn't find anything. Tackle by number 58, Sharon Sear. I'll make that number 25, Ada Munoz. Ada Munoz up the middle and just gained it to, did not make an end zone. So the score is 19-0 in favor of the Ventura Black Widows. Once again, here we have Ewell and Views and Colette in the back for deep to receive for the Redhawks. Now, hopefully, now they moved Colette back, so if there is a deep kick, she'll be able to catch in the middle. Last time, the kick went right through the middle, and the ball was spotted where it was touched on the ground. Back to kick, once again, is number 20. Ooh. And it's a sideways kick. It's a sideways kick. It just didn't go very far. And it was kicked by number 23. Make that 33, Jessica Carlin. So the ball bounced on the kick. So now the ball is down to the 37-yard line of the Redhawks. It'll be first and about 7. Check that. It's about the 33-yard line, so it's 1st and 7 for the Red Hawks at their own 33-yard line. 7 yards to go. Once again, on the sidelines, and taking a break is number 27, Gina Buse. Back at quarterback is number 4, Brenda Vermette. And also in the backfield, Dominique Ewell in the backfield. And it runs an option, pitch out to Ewell. And Ewell tries to take it around the left side, thought about taking the right, but went to the left. That shows a little experience on her part. She broke, she made a fake, she went to the left, she faked to the right, then she went back to the left, and the people that bought the first fake caught her. She did two fakes, and when you do two fakes, the first people you fake, they're going to catch you on your third fake. So when you double fake it like that, and she faked the once, and she went fake the second time, then went back to the third side. But and she definitely has some wheels, but she just needs a little bit of experience. She's definitely has some athletic ability on her side. Probably the most natural athlete so far that we've seen here for the Red Hawks. Now, Vermette's back, passes it to Ewell again, defended by number 25, Aya Munoz. Third down, and about 7 for the Red Hawks. It's a tough game for the Red Hawks. You know, they travel the distance here. It's a little hot. It's not too bad. Actually, the weather's about 70 degrees with a northeast flowing wind. Nice breezy day. It's actually a pretty beautiful day here in Oxnard. With Ewell's lined up at far slot, left slot, Vermette's back, passes for Ewell's incomplete. Makes it 4th down. On the sidelines for that play was number 70, Nancy Stoner, and she definitely needs a breath. There are only 7 players on the whole team here to travel. 7 players came here for the Red Hawks. 7 have to be in the field at all times, so it's a definite challenge for the Red Hawks to field players to make it through this full game. They just can't have any injuries when they only have 1 person on the sideline. Now back and quarterback is Vermette, and right on the right side is Ewell. And Ewell actually broke it up. She could get the ball to her. She caught it. Ewell caught the ball. Gain of about 25 yards. Catch by Ewell right down to about the 15, 10, 12 yard line of the Black Widows. Makes it at the end of the quarter with a score 19-0 in favor of the Ventura Black Widows. Looks like the Black Widows have quite a fan club out here. They even have fans saying Sting, B, Sting, and Go Z's. The Black Widows, the Z's. So it looks like they have a tremendous fan base out here in Ventura. And it looks like they are going to get a fan base when they start playing with a 19-0 lead after the first quarter. Again, this is the first game for the Red Hawks in their new and plus it's on the road, which is definitely a challenge for any team to be on the road. And the referees here, the 3 referees are doing a pretty good game, keeping the game in line. They've only called about 3 penalties so far. A pass interference, an offside, I think 2 pass interferences and an offside, or just a pass interference offside. Very low fundamentals in that context. Nice, beautiful day here. People are just relaxing, sitting, enjoying the sun, bringing their umbrellas, bringing their chaise lounges or their fold-out chairs. Good crowd here. Crowd outnumbers the players, which is a good thing. Looks like palm trees are blowing to the south, but that's about 100 feet up. So when we're down here, the wind is just a nice, breezy day here in beautiful Oxnard. It's a great place to play football during the day. Nice, sunny day. Good place to get a good suntan. Go shopping. Go down to the beach after the game. Definitely a beautiful city. That was the longest play from scrimmage so far for the Red Hawks. And I think they're very proud of it. They're able to finally get themselves down the field. And it looks like Boston, I think, they're going to try to get things rolling their way. The Red Hawks definitely need a change of pace for them. Now, Vermette was on the left side, blasts her way for about 3-4 tackles, gain of about 4 yards. Vermette definitely has some strength on her. She's a pretty solid girl. Probably about 5'5", weighed in about 210, 270. Definitely moving off the defensive line. Second down, I get it about 4, long 4 for the Redhawks. With Vermette back at quarterback, Buell set up in the left half, right in front of her with Buell. And she's had the pass right in the middle, dive up this middle, tackle by number 80, Michelle Jimenez. Last right up the middle by number 25. Definitely the most yards so far is gained by Dominique Ewell. Dominique tends to have an ability to carry the ball, and she had a fumble there, which has cost her. But otherwise, she's definitely a tremendous athlete and definitely has a lot of places to go in this league in football. She's a prototypical athlete for a wide receiver, running back, either a tailback or a split out. Once again, back and forth, back and forth. And she blasts her way. Oh, wow. Vermette blasts her way around the side for about 7 yards. She carries a couple people on her tail. Makes a first down. This is about first. Now first down, first and 19 yards for a touchdown for the first inaugural. It'll be the first touchdown in the history of the Redhawks here in beautiful Oxnard. The coaches of the Redhawks men. Black Widows are screaming other players to get more physical and win the battle, because when Vermette is definitely a solid player and she can push some bodies around, and you got number 77, K.O. Tawney, who's solid, and also Z. Edelman in defensive line, and when you have Brenda Vermette, who's almost as solid, it's quite a hit up the middle. Now she's up on the right side. You were almost intercepted by Michelle Jimenez. Michelle just let the ball right out of her hands. Otherwise, she would have had a nice interception at about the 15-yard line of their own 15-yard line and would have stopped that drive. But right now, this is the best drive, the farthest the Redhawks have made it yet into the end zone, as close as they could to the end zone. Again, you got Vermette at quarterback. Ewell running on the left side with Buse on the left side, Coletta at the right end. And Vermette back in quarterback, knowing this is a big play, third down, third and about 19. Now she pitches it to number 25, but she blasts right in the middle. Tackled by number 80, Michelle Jimenez. Makes it, should be fourth down. Coming out, Edelman's coming on the field. K.O. Tawney's coming off the field. Third down, make a third down, third and about 15. Looks like Otani and Edelman switch out a defensive nose guard. I guess Zelda Edelman, Esmond is more of a pass rush, while Otani is more of a run tackle. Vermette back end, and it looks like she can't. She's looking for someone to throw to. She throws this number 27, and. Oh, just barely inches from the goal line, past the number 27, Gina Buse, just barely less than a fourth down, less than a yard to go for the Redhawks. It was top completed from Vermette to Buse. Now Buse was down, brought it all the way down to about the 0-yard line. That was a very, very close call with a possible instant replay. That may have been a touchdown. We don't have this replay in this league yet. Women's football don't have instant replay. Give it time. Back at quarterback is Vermette. It looks like she's just going to sneak it in if she gets a clean snap. And she takes one left side and she blasts her way into the end zone. Just runs right over about 3 of the players. First touchdown for the Redhawks in their history. First touchdown scored by Brenda Vermette. Again, Brenda Vermette scored the first touchdown for the Redhawks. I knew it looked like this game was going to get out of hand there for a few minutes with the Black Widows running all over the place, but now the Redhawks seem like they're getting their confidence built up. Once again, now the score 19-6 in favor of the Ventura Black Widows. Once again, back at quarterback is Vermette for the Redhawks, and back at tailback and right halfback is Dominique Ewell. So now, Vermette brings it around to throw the tendon for Amber Purcell. Amber Purcell wasn't able to get it. She was positioned, but just wasn't able to reach quite for the ball, so an incomplete pass makes the score 19-6 in favor of the Ventura Black Widows over the NorCal Redhawks. This is going to be a strong series. I think this is going to develop a strong rivalry between these two teams, wherever they go, whether they're in the IWFL, or in the WSFL, or whatever league they're in. These teams look like they're going to have a tremendous rivalry over the years because of their proximity. One's just north, one's just south. And they're just close enough to have a competition. They're just about a 5-6 hour drive away, but that's going to be a 5 or 6 hours of pure competitiveness, pure competition between the two. Once again, with the score 19-6 in favor of the Black Widows. Now, for the first time to kick off for the Redhawks, number 70, Nancy Stoner. Nancy Stoner looks like she's her kicker and punter, and she's ready to kick off. Back deep is Shorty Weinberg for the Black Widows. Now Stoner is ready to kick it off, but wherever the ball bounces, it bounces at about the 25-yard line. Check that. Back deep was number 33, Jessica Carlin. The ball was kicked about the 29-yard line of the Black Widows. Ball's first and 10 for the Black Widows at their own 28-yard line. With about 11 yards to go. First and 11 for the Black Widows. Now, the defense for the Black Widows. Check that. The defense for the Redhawks looks like they're motivated. See a little swagger in their walk. I see Coletta back there with a little confidence playing deep center. She's playing safety with Ewell, and the speed burners Ewell and Bues at the corners with Coletta at deep safety. Back is Ellis, back to pass, reading her eyes. And a little deep open is right through the hands, right through the fingernails of Vicky Ortega. She went right through her hands and just slipped right through the grip of her hands. Fortunate on that one. Once again, she was fortunate not to catch that, to miss that pass. She was fortunate to catch that. Fortunate for the Redhawks that they didn't get the pass completed, because otherwise that would have been a quick six for the Black Widows. Once again, we're here 19-6. Here in Ventura, make that Oxnard, California. Back to passes. Ellis passes across the middle. Passes for number 11. Leah Walter is incomplete. Defended by number 27, Gina Buse. Again, here we are in Ventura, Oxnard, California, with the score just 19-6 in favor of the Black Widows. It looks like the Redhawks are ready to put a stop to the offensive activity of the Black Widows. But they run up the middle, blasted by number 70, Stoner. Just a solid tackle. Number 25, Ada Munoz just gets blasted in the backfield by number 70, Nancy Stoner. Nancy Stoner has a swagger to her. She's playing defensive tackle and looks like she's ready to put some hits on the Black Widows like they've never seen so far today. I can see that swagger in Stoner right now. She's about to give her the stone to the head. Now back, right up the middle, blasted up the middle by number 25. Oh, she barely makes it. Gain for about 9 for number 25. Ada Munoz tackled, but shoestring tackled by Barbara Coletta. Just able So, just wasn't able to quite make it. Get a heck of a tackle by DJ Coletta. It looks like the fundamentals are coming around for BJ. She's been playing this game for a couple years. Looks like that was fourth down. Now it's a first down for the Red Hawks here in beautiful Ontario, Oxnard, California. Back at quarterback is number four. Oh, excuse me. Make that back at quarterback is number 70, Stoner. She looks like she's taking over this quarter at quarterback. Right side is Yule's on the left side. Oh, there looks like a false start at the number 13, Amber Purcell. On the left side, number 25, Dominique Yule. On the right side, Gina Buells. Looks like Nancy Stoner is taking over quarterback. Gave a break to Brenda Vermette. Brenda Vermette looks a little worn out on the side, having to stay in the shade. Once again, back at quarterback is Nancy Stoner at number 70. Not too official about the colors of the numbers of the uniform, but she's just blasting her way up the middle. Gain about one, but there's a penalty flag on the field. Penalty flag on the field. Looks like it either could have been a holding or a face mask. We'll see what the referees come up with. See what our officials have. Strong run up the middle for about a half a yard by number 70, Nancy Stoner. Horse collar tackle against the Black Widows. Number 77. She got on the horse, got her on the back of the shoulder pads by number 77. Kay Otani taking our penalty against the Black Widows. Makes it first down for the Black Widows at the 30-yard line of the first down for the Red Hawks at the 30-yard line of Black Widows. As Nancy Stoner lined up in the backfield again, with Yule and Fuse out on the left and right side. Stoner ready, brings it around the right side, because the quarterback keeper around the right side, just trying to blast her way up. Well, but she has the ball out, open and overhand. Fortunately, she didn't fumble to get taken away. She rolled it about 5-7 yards around the right side. Second down for those girls from the north. Nancy Stoner looks like she just wants to take the team on all by herself. Able to Nancy Stoner and both Brenda Vermette are pretty solid girls, contrary to Gina Buells and Dominique Buell and Gina Buells, who are more speed burners, which got more solid girls than Vermette and Stoner. Stoner back to pass, throws it to the right side. Oh, attended for number 25, Dominic Hugh, almost intercepted by number 80, Michelle Jimenez. Two minutes to a half here at Oxnard, California, with a score 19-6 in favor of the Black Widows of Ventura. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, we'd like to remind you to take a look at www.wsflwomen.com for more information about the Women's Spring Football Alliance Football League, and also the www.iwflfootball.org for the Independent Women's League Football information for the Red Hawks and the Black Widows. Back to quarterback after the two-minute warning is number 70, Nathalie Stoner. With Yule and Buse on the right side, Stoner decides to blast her way up the middle. Gain of about 3 to 4 yards at best, maybe about 3. Stoner just trying to blast away, but looks like that middle is pretty solid when you have number 77, Kay Otani, up the middle. Kay Otani being actually a lot more solid than Stoner. Stoner looks like she knows what she's doing here. Being playing quarterback, and number 4, Vermette, is on the sidelines with a towel on her head trying to get some air and cool her body down in this moderate weather here. Not a little sunny, but not too hot. With the Ahmad Legions team here up in Ventura looking for his first win this season. And now back to quarterback once again for the Red Hawks and Nancy Stoner with wide outs, Yule and Views. Yule is wide out to the left. Way wide. Oh, and then the pass straight across the middle. right in the hands of number 27, Gina Buse. Just dropped it. Would have had herself a nice score there. Gina Buse just dropped that nice, perfectly thrown pass. It was a good, the timing was right. It was just a quick two-yard slant, and just had it right in her hands, and would have just could have tucked it in and just had it right to the end zone. Now replacing, they come back on the field for the Black Widows, number 77, Kane Otani. She's a good, solid, 6-foot-tall, good, solid woman playing at nose tackle with number 58, Sharon Sear, and 70 for the Redhawks. Oh, the ball is intercepted by number 80 for the number 80, Michelle Jimenez. It looks like it's almost a late hit on Kay Otani. Hit the quarterback for the Redhawks just a little bit out of play, but did not get caught. So the ball is intercepted, brought down to about the 5-yard line of the Black Widows. First down for the Black Widows at their own 5-yard line, so it's about 1st and 15 to go for the Black Widows, with the score 19-6 in favor of the Black Widows. Back at safety, once again, is Coletta and Yule and Buse at corners. Back run up the middle by number 26. Check that. Run up the middle by number 33, Jessica Carlone. Makes a second down gain of about 2. A little slow getting up, but she's okay. So she looks like she's got a little hard hit. I think that number 25, Ada, as we're working our way through the final minute of play here on the game throughout the lifetime of the Redhawks here in Oxford, California. Back in the corners, getting a lot of views in the corners, and Coletta in safety. Spread out far to the right for the Black Widows and Leah Walters. And it looks like it's a pitch to number 34, Shorty Weinberg, as she takes her on the right side. Oh, she breaks through a few tackles, but she's taken down in the field of play at the 49-yard line. Timeout on the field. Timeout taken by the Redhawks of NorCal. Looks like they need a lot of water out there. They're timeout on the field taken once again with just a little bit to play here in the first half of play. This is a challenging game for the Redhawks. It's the first game. They've had some definite challenges out on the field. They have some tremendous athletes in Dominique Ewell and Gina Buse. Those two definitely have some wheels going on, and you have some definite skill and experience from Barbara Coletta and some definite strength from Nancy Stoner and Brenna Vermette. They just got to sort of mix and mesh that in together to get some more productivity on the offense and some more productivity. Granted, they gave up 3 touchdowns, but most of those were just from simple missed tackles by those said players, Ewell and Buse. You see some good athleticism with Buse and Ewell, but they just got to work on their finesse and their skills, and it'll come around. Anytime you get a tremendous athlete like that, that's when you can get something rolling. I know the Black Widows, they're a good, solid team, but they're looking for a speed burner themselves. But the Redhawks have some speed players, but they need to get them and make them into football players. 26, Ellis is back, Christine Ellis is back quarterback with a D3 for the Redhawks. And it looks like there's a run up the middle. Oh, and she's blasted by a spear. Oh, she's Nancy Stone just stoned her and plopped her. Looks like she's slow getting up. Yeah, she got up okay, but she definitely got pounded by number 70, Nancy Stoner. She hit her with a hard stone. Looks like it's the first down for the Blackhawks in midfield. This is a tough game for both the Blackhawks after their tough loss last week was ended up being about 70 to nothing or somewhere in that range, somewhere in the 60s last week against the, somewhere in the 60s or 50s last week against the Fighting Phillies. They're reeling from that loss, a little sore, but now they're playing the Red Hawks, who definitely has a lot of potential, but are definitely fresh and raw. Now rolling around the right side is Christy Ellis, passing the ball, but it's passing it short, but it's incomplete. We're just covered quite well by number 25, Dominique Ewell. These are, once again, Ewell is a tremendous athlete and covers the deep threat for the Blackhawks. Ewell's always going to be covering. Ewell seems to have the most speed on the team, with Gina Buse not too far away speed-wise. But once again, these are new athletes, new to a sport, new to something that's new to them, and they're just having to adjust to it. They're like a Ferrari engine. They're just trying to find the stick shift accelerator in the tires. And right now, Ellis is back at quarterback, sweeps around the left side. Now she's going over the tackle. Finally, you'll make a real clean tackle, a good clean shoulder tackle on Ellis. Ewell's a little tired. Dominique Ewell looks a little tired. You can just sit on the swagger and a walk. She's really tired, but she's having a pretty good game. She definitely is an athlete. She's a tremendous athlete, but she just needs to get herself in a football mentality and start to, and she's that is the one body out there on the Red Hawks that I think has a tremendous potential, this Dominique Ewell. Once again, back at quarterback is Ellis. We're lining up in a tight formation. Now she's trying to throw it deep for number 24. Just out of the reach of number 24, Vicky Ortega. Just out of reach, incomplete. Otherwise, if she would have had it, she would have had a quick six. Again, fans, here we are in Oxnard, California, with just less than a minute to go, 29 seconds to go for the Black Widows trying to move the ball in. They're about the 35-yard line of the Red Hawks, looking at lining them up. But once again, they're in a tight formation with Weinberg in the backfield, Ellis in quarterback, Coletti at the deep safety position, and it's a pass up the middle, around the right side. Coletta slowed down by Coletta and brought down by number 70, Nancy Stoner. Nancy Stoner sent it right out of bounds. As these girls are really wearing down, these Red Hawks have been on the field. Just every, at least five or six of their players have been on the field the whole time. Now that's the quarter, that's halftime. Ladies and gentlemen, that's halftime here in beautiful Oxnard, California, with a score 19-6 in favor of the Black Widows. Now, once again, the Black Widows are playing part of the Women's Spring Football League, and the Red Hawks are looking to work into the way into the Independent Women's Football League. Technically, they're part of the Independent Women's Football League, and they're on the Tier 3 level, and they're playing exhibition games. But next year, they'll be playing Tier 2 of the Independent Women's Football League, where they'll be playing against teams such as the SoCal Breakers, the Bay Area Bandits, the Tucson Monsoon, teams like that. They'll be taking on some of the younger, newer teams. And this year, they're just having a few games against the other teams. And what's nice is the leagues aren't getting selfish. I thought it was sad. Some of these teams had, some of the leagues, like IWFL a few years ago, were saying that none of their teams could scrimmage against player teams from other leagues, which I didn't think that was right. I think if you're a football team, let them scrimmage. If there's insurance purposes, deal with that. But otherwise, it's fine for the Red Hawks to be playing against the Black Widows. As we're back in action here, back in quarterback is intended. Oh, intercepted by number 25. Ewell, she has it right. She brings it on the right side. Intercepted, brought it down to the 25-yard line of the first down for the Red Hawks. Interception by number 25, Dominique Ewell. Dominique Ewell seems like she's able to intellectually read the quarterback's pass, but she's just a little worn down in the legs right now. Once again, first down for the Red Hawks at their own 24-yard line, and now blast around the left side, muscling her way around the left side. Is number 70 is Matthew Stoner, blast away for about 5 yards. She was tackled by, tried to be tackled by number 77, Otani, and number 80, Michelle Jimenez. Now it looks like halftime. I was a little mistaken there. It looks like it's halftime right now with the score 19-6 in favor of the Black Widows here in beautiful Oxnard, California. Looks like the Black Widows can't wait to get some shade. They're a little hot in their black uniforms on this warm day. And in the white uniforms, the Red Hawks are going to take a break here. You know, it's funny because on a day like today when the sun's out there, the black uniform can definitely pick up some heat, while the white uniforms tend to retard the heat. And I would say, in that context, the white uniforms of the Red Hawks are in favor versus the complete black uniforms of the Black Widows. I guess some of these teams love even being pure black and pure white. They don't like to get they don't like to vary their uniforms, but definitely. Red Hawks are in pretty good shape and have a pure white uniform keeping the sun away. The uniforms of their Black Widows are keeping them warm. Once again, fans, we're here in Oxnard, California. And what I was getting back to is a couple years ago, the Independent Women's Football League was having the disagreements with the Women's Football Alliance, as a matter of fact, on their first year. And this was early last year, almost a year and a half ago. But as long as the teams are playing, they're getting out there playing, women are playing, that's all that matters. You know, you can't get too stringent upon who they're allowed to play, who they can't play. As long as they're playing teams that they're going to have a good scrimmage with, so it's going to be a fair game, not 170-0. As long as it's going to be a fair game where both teams are going to get better and learn and to the betterment of football, that's all that matters. And I think the league should realize that. So, okay, if they went up, if one of the teams from the WFA wants to scrimmage with the IWFL or the WSFL, any one of those three, let them scrimmage, let them play. You know, it shouldn't be about the politics of the league. It should be about the players in the uniforms. That's what I'm very, very insistent upon myself, because the only way to make women's football stronger is for everybody to work together. On the field, your enemies, but off the field, your comrades. And I've seen a lot of, also some relationships develop between some of the other teams, like the SoCal Breakers have a good relationship with the Tri-County Titans Men Football League, football team of the LCFL, of the semi-pro men's. So to see the relationship with those two is good. And the girls, the showgirls, I think have a relationship with the Kings over in Vegas. So anytime you have a good relationship, you got them to support each other, that will be good for that. And as I was saying, a lot of these teams are having some real challenges, and I think this is tremendous. It is tremendous to have a game like today. To see the Red Hawks coming on down here, take it on the Black Widows, because these are two natural rivals that should be a tremendous rivalry for quite a while. The rivalry between these two was tremendous. And now we're taking a break from here in Oxnard, California, with a score 19-6 in favor of the Ventura Black Widows. As we're setting things up here, is once again, it's a beautiful day up here. The teams are taking a break. I know a lot of other players or teams are looking at games like this, the little teams, the newer teams coming in the league. These teams, both the Black Widows had a rough year last year, a lot of tough games, and this year they're having some tough games, and now being the first one for the Red Hawks, I think it's a tremendous game to see these two teams being able to score and be able to stop each other both on the field. The Black Widows defense their back, their defense at the corners are able to put a seal on the outside containment of Ewell and Buse. They're able to contain outside, and right now the last few plays, the Red Hawks have tried to push their way up the middle and see if they can gain some yardage. But it seems to work about 4 or 5. If they need a guaranteed 4 or 5, but in this 20-yard field, it doesn't really do much, so they need to open it up a little more. If the Red Hawks want to really open this game up and get back into it, they're going to have to get some rest into Ewell. Dominique Ewell's going to have to take it upon her shoulder and really put her feet on the ground and really spread the field out and really get her wheels moving. I think Dominique is probably faster than the rest of the players on the Black Widows, but I don't think she's had a chance to really, really turn on her jets. I can see Dominique has a very good her build. She has a strong, lengthy body and a lot of build and a lot of muscles that really move around the corner, but she doesn't see, and she has the strength to break through tackles also. I've seen that, but she just needs to get a break, and I think I wouldn't be surprised if you see a nice 50, 60-yarder break, a good touchdown next quarter, next half by Dominique Ewells. That girl's a tremendous athlete, and get a little oxygen in her blood, get a little bit in her system, a little confidence build up, and get the containment on the outside on defense by Ewell, Buse, and Coletta. If they can really maintain their defense and not let any passes get caught, get received. They're actually, they're doing well, but the problem is when their containment is, they're breaking through the tackles. One touchdown was definitely made by the break from Ewell's. Again, we're going to half right now. We're going to a few minutes of music. We're here in Oxnard, California with a score 19-6 in favor of the Ventura Black Widows. We'll be right back.
can't help the fact that everyone can see these scars. I am what I want you to want, what I want you to feel. But it's like no matter what I do, I can't convince you to just believe this is real. So let go.
We're back here in the second half here in beautiful Oxnard, California, with the Ventura Black Widows in 19 and the first game for the NorCal Redhawks, 6. And back to kick off, and the ball is kicked down to about the 15-yard line. Christine Ellis of the Black Widows kicked it to about the 16-yard line of the Redhawks. Once again, we're here in Oxnard, California. It's a beautiful day. Slight wind, but it's otherwise just a tremendously beautiful day. Most players had a good rest. Hopefully, the Redhawks will be able to regroup, take away some of the mistakes they were making, like some of the broken tackles, and get themselves back in this game. Right now, it looks like a 19-6 looks like a rout, but it's really not because the mistakes. I talked with the captain, one of the captains, Barbara Coletta of the Redhawks, and she was explaining that it's the mistakes, the missed tackles, as well as the scores, the biggest difference in this game. So right now, back to quarterback for the Redhawks is number 70, Nancy Stoner, and she's taking a roll around the right side, blast for about 4 yards, so it makes it about second and three for the Redhawks at their own 17-yard line. Once again, the Redhawks are here in their all-white uniforms, and the Ventura Black Widows in their all-black uniforms. So one's all black, one's all white, and they keep it that way, so they know which is not hard to identify which team's out here. I know some women's teams have had problems where one says it's blue, not blue, but it is blue. But definitely these are easy identifiable uniforms. So. So now we're back to quarterback is number 70. And she's passing across the middle to number 27, Gina Bules, incomplete to Gina Bules. And as we're back at third down, third and about three for the Redhawks at their own 17-yard line, third and three. Back once again, back at quarterback is Stoner. In the backfield is both Yule and Views. As the quarterback keeper up the middle, blasting away. She's really busting her way up there. And looks like she possibly is just she's laying on top of about 4 or 5 other bodies, a real bunch of bodies in there, with the bottom, believe it or not, is K.O. Tani. It looks like it's fourth and a foot. Looks like it's probably going to burst up the middle once again by number 70, Nancy Stoner. I'm not a brick, but I think she weighs about 4 or 5 stones. My name's Evan, but I don't speak British, but I know she's a few stones. And now she's blasting up the middle and pushing up the waves. It looks like it's close. I don't know if she got it or not. It looks like she made it. Just barely made it first down. So now it's first down for the rest of the drone, 21-yard line with 19 yards to go to the center of the field. This once again, this is six-player football, where the field's only 80 yards long rather than 100 yards. It's 80 yards long with four different segments of 20 yards. Got a back, a middle, two middles, and another backside of 20 yards each. So wherever you catch the ball, you may have 19 yards to go. You may have 1 yard to go for a first down. Stoner again back in backfield, but Views is offside, but there's interception by number 12, Denise Hamilton. Fortunately for the Redhawks, they didn't get caught for a face mask. They had a they had a penalty for illegal motion, the motion in the backfield, and it was declined. And now it's a first down for the after the interception by number 12, Denise Hamilton. It's first down, first and about two for the Black Widows. Once again, back in the quarterback for the Black Widows is number 26, Ellis. She pitches it to Weinberger on the left side, breaks through a tackle, and on the right side, and she looks like she's running through tackles, but she scores a touchdown, but there's a penalty flag on the field. Looks like it may be brought back. Looks like a penalty flag was on during the run of play. We'll see what the referees call. Penalty against the block in the back against the penalty. Yeah, a penalty block in the back against the Black Widows. Brings it back. Actually, it'll bring it back all the way to at the line of scrimmage previously back there. It actually will be lost about 7 yards. Block it back. Black Widows. Again, it's repeat first down, first and about nine for the Black Widows at their own 29-yard line with Ellis in the back. Ellis going around the right side, goes deep for number 11, Walters, but there's a penalty flag on the field. Looks like it's pass interference against the Red Hawks. Penalty against the Red Hawks for pass interference. A killer. That's a terrible penalty for the Red Hawks. Brings the first down for the Black Widows on the Red Hawks 17 yard line. It'll be first and goal for the Red Hawks. Check that. First and goal for the Black Widows at the 17 yard line of the Red Hawks. Again, that was a tremendously painful penalty for the Red Hawks here to start off the second half. As Ellis in the backfield hands it up the middle to Ade Munoz, number 25. Munoz, gain of about 3, second down, second and goal, at about the 16-yard line for the Black Widows. Again, Ellis is back in a quarterback with a backfield of Ortega, Munoz, and Shorty Weinberg. Coming out on the right, on far right, is Vicky Ortega. Far left is Shorty Weinberg. Covering the corners is number 27, Gina Hughes, and number 25, Dominique Ellis. And back in deep safety, yes. B.J. Coletta. And the pass is intercepted. Incomplete. Just out of the reach of Coletta. Just out of reach of Coletta. Third down for the Red Hawks at their own, third down for the Black Hawks, Black Widows at the Black Hawks. Third down from the Black Widows. Pitcher on the right side to Munoz. She takes it to the corner and she's in. 6 points scored. Big score 25-6 in favor of the Black Widows. Looks like they're right back on the roll, just like they were a few minutes ago in the first half. Looks like the Black Widows are still dominating this game and bringing in their A game back in the second half. Once again, the Black Widows have always been a strong team and have always been able to dominate the line of scrimmage and been able to get around the corners, but they've never shown their speed the way they are today. They're having a good time being able to run around the corners on the Red Hawks. That out right is number 11, Leah Walters, and quarterback number 26, Christina Ellis, as she's tight in a tight formation with Ada Munoz in the backfield. Hand off to Ada Munoz, goes left, goes right, tackled by number 20, broke the tackle of number 39, Robert Coletta, which makes the score 26-0 in favor of the Black Widows. Again, this is a good, this is a strong game for the Black Widows, and they need to build up their confidence. They've had some tough defeats the last few weeks against various opponents from various teams, in both in the women's spring football league and with the WFA and IWFL. Black Widows have had some tough losses. Now it looks like they're back on the roll and winning ways, and their ability is starting to show finally. And as they're able to endure a game like today, they have six players on the sidelines, while the Red Hawks just have one. They're definitely, bodies are worn down. The bodies of the Red Hawks are being worn down. Back to kick is number 26, 24, Vicky Ortega. No, excuse me, check that, number 26, Christy Ellis kick. And the kick is deep, and it's caught. No, it's not caught. It's almost caught by number 25, Dominique Ewell. So it makes it first down, first and about 10, actually. It's first and 10 for the Red Hawks at their own 10-yard line. Once again, it's a 20-yard segment of the field played. It's similar to flag football. The six-player football is where you have four different sections of the field, and wherever the ball starts, that first down is where you are. So if it starts at the 1 yard line, you got 19 yards to go. If it's the 19, you got 1 yard to go. So right now it's about first and 10 at their own 10-yard line. The Red Hawks, once again, coming in at quarterback is number 70, Nancy Stoner, and moving in left end is number 4, Brenda Vermette. And out wide is number 27, Gina Buse. As around the left side, Nancy Stoner takes it around the left side. Blasts her way around the left side, but looks like she got a little hard hit to the stomach, but she's going to back up. Second down, second and about 6, about a strong 5. Second and a strong 5 in the 15-yard line of the Red Hawks as they're working their way down the field as we're just starting working our way through this third quarter play here in beautiful Oxnard, California. And as I was saying, it looks like the Red Hawks are confident. They're not falling apart. It's a tougher team like this when they're behind a little bit, 19-6, and get dejected, but they don't think like they're dejected at all. The Red Hawks have their heads high and ready to roll, and Stoner's taking around the left side again. No, she just tries to drive around the left side, no gain. Makes it third down, third and about 5. She's running around the left side, trying to quarterback sneak it. She knows there's a guarantee of yards every time she does that. Once again, Stoner quarterback with Vermette on the side with the defensive safety, Barbara Coletta, on the sidelines taking a breather. As Coletta is on the sidelines, once again, Stoner's back at quarterback with Ewell and Buse at the ends. That's Buell on the left side and Ewell on the right side. And Stoner is back at quarterback. She goes to the right, takes the pass across to number 25. Ewell, she almost broke free, but she was tackled by number 25, Dana Munoz. It's the first down for the Blackhawks, excuse me, first down for the Redhawks at their own 25-yard line. Makes it about first and 15 to go. Once again, these are 20-yard segments of the field, so no matter where you get it, so if you get it to 25, got about another 15 to go. So it's now first and 15 as the Redhawks' confidence is building up as they're moving down the field. A couple of two slow runs, but now we got a good pass across the middle, a 10-yard pass. Now as Stoner is back at quarterback, we're going to have passes to number 27, Gina Buse, but it's incomplete, defended by number 80, Michelle Jimenez. Second down, second and 15 for the fighting Red Hawks of NorCal, still with Barbara Coletta taking a break on the sidelines as we're working our way through the third quarter here. It looks like the Red Hawks are trying to design some plays that are going to be more effective against the defense. They're starting to read the defense of where they're going, and they're not making the the mistakes they were before, but they're being played a little conservative with the runs at the middle. Once again, Stoner, quarterback, Yule on the left side, Yule on the right side. There's penalties all over the field. You got a little bit of false start. Could be a false start against the defense, could be against the offense. It looks like it could have been called against 44, could have been called against the Black Widows, number 44, Alma Zarate. But the referee is looking for what it is, because it looks, it looks like the number 44 jumped at the same time as from the Black Widows at the same time as number 27 views did of the Red Hawks. So the rest are still the three referees for this afternoon's game. The head linesman is George Preston. The line judge is Tony Ortiz. And the referee is Randy Culbertson. The three referees, I think they called in 5 yards against the Black Widows. Looks like number 44, Alma Zarate, did indeed go off sides. So second down, second and about a strong nine, second and nine for the Red Hawks, with Stoner back at quarterback, Buell around the right, Buell on the left, Stoner attends it for Buell, but overthrows to make Buell about 5 yards, so the ball just ran in the middle of nowhere. So once again, they're having a little difficulties in the connection of the plays. You got Yule, who's a definite, he's played basketball in college. He's a definite athlete. And there's a lot for a body like that to adjust to football. It's one thing to be a center, a power forward, or a guard. Even the worst, the toughest banging in basketball isn't nearly what football is on every play. So now we're down third and about nine for the Red Hawks at their own 31-yard line, with Stoner back at quarterback, Buell's on the left side, Buell on the right side, and then Stoner decides to take her on the right side. Didn't quite break through, and she was wrapped up by number 34. Back at defense is number 34, Stephanie Weinberg. Shorty Weinberg was able to play on both sides of the ball today. She was able to make that tackle around the legs. That's why she was a little short. She just wrapped her legs right around Stoner, quarterback. Once again, it'll be fourth down and about eight. Just gained about a yard and a half. Sometimes fourth down and they don't want to punt, so she's going on the right. She's back to pass. Pass intended for number 25, Dominique Hugh. Almost caught, but there's a penalty flag on the field. Let's see what the penalty flag is. This would be a good chance if this call goes against pass interference against the Ventura Black Widows. That's pass interference against the Ventura Black Widows. Makes it a first down, automatic first down for the Red of NorCal. NorCal Red Hawks got a great time pass interference. Couldn't ask for anything better. Right now they're on their only drive this half, but have one of the better drives of that game so far. They brought themselves all the way from the 5 yard line. Brought themselves about 26 yards. About 36 yards. Yule's at the right side, Yule's on the left. Stoner passes for you for abuse, incomplete, just slide over hands. Stoner, it seems like she's able to pass to the receiver's timing plays. A lot of the quarterbacks in the league, in the women's, I know, it's to say it again, the timing patterns is really rare for some of the women who really get that down, like the Jerry Rice, Joe Montana. It's very hard for them. It's a lot of players really adjusting well. Stoner, for whatever reason, is her targets, but at least she gets the time pattern down. She doesn't just receive right there and stand there and throw the ball to her. That's why there's not been one bad interception, but it could have been worse. Well, now Buell's in the background, back, but she tackled. Put a pitch to number 27. Gina Abuse, but gained him about no yards at all. That was hard. Okay, third down for the Red Hawks. Once again, that was a pitch out to Views, and she just wasn't able to really to make anything out of it. And once again, Stoner's back and forth by Fuels on the right side. Fuels is also on the right side. She got, you got a strong right. And you got at left, you got Amber Purcell at left end. And Stoner doing an option, waiting for an option, fast around the right side. Just gained about 3 yards. It makes it fourth down. At about the 20, fourth down and about the 38-yard line. Once again, it's a 50-yard, not a 50-yard field, but a 40-yard field to the center of the field. So the 38-yard line is 2 yards from the center of the field. So it's just 2 yards back in, so they're second. So they're fourth and 18 in order to get a first down. And it looks like they're going to go for it. Once again, with Anthony Stoner, quarterback, with Ewell, and Ewell's around the right side. It's a pitch over to Ewell's, but she's caught right in front of her. Ewell's caught. Just gave him about 3 yards, a pitch to Ewell's, which actually could have been considered a pass, so the pitch was forward. So the reception was brought for about 3 yards by Ewell, but only made it down to about the 35-yard line. So makes the first down for the Black Widows at their own 35-yard line. Fight with 5 yards to go for the first down for the Black Widows. Now we're taking a break from the field. The Red Hawks has decided to take a timeout that they need because they need to conserve their energy this game. This is a rough game for them, having only one replacement on the field. I know I talked to Barbara Coletta, from the one of the captains of the Red Hawks during halftime, and she was talking about how they're trying to stay back a yard or two and get herself some better positioning on the gear so she can cover on both sides of the ball, because she's trying to anticipate the quarterback and watching the quarterback, and she almost had an interception on the last deep pass. So it looks like they're going to get a little tighter on the receivers. The corners are going to tighten up on the receivers of the Black Widows, which will give a little more responsibility to collect it back out at deep safety. Once again, Ewell's in corner on the right corner, and Views is on the left corner with Coletta in the center. Now, right now, the Black Widows have gone wide with number 24, Nikki Ortega, and number 23, and number 33, Jessica Carnan, as she's back past deep. And it's intercepted by B.J. Coletta. She's going around the left side. She blasts herself, and she's blasted by number 55. Vanessa Fitzpatrick. That's exactly what she was talking about. That's the exact play that she was talking about. That's the reception, the interception. She talked about getting an interception in the second half. That's exactly what Barbara was talking about as she did the play. Barbara Coletta was talking about the adjustment, and that's exactly what she did. Her intellectually, she made that interception because she looked at the quarterback and not able quite get the passing pattern. What's interesting is the passing by the Black Widows is not quite on the timing that the Red Hawks is, but the Red Hawks are just missing the passes. It's having a good timing pattern is good, but you got to just throw your passes correctly, and that's what happened. Is that the timing pattern? Well, there's a fumble up the middle, fumble between the quarterback and the center, fumble, but is recovered by number 4, Brenda Vernette. Looks like there is somebody needs is a little shaken on the field now. Number 70, Nancy Stoner, but she's back out feeling better. So once again, they're back ready to play. Nancy Stoner is playing center with number 4, Brenda Vermette, playing quarterback, with Ewell in the right side and Buse as a right halfback. And a fake to Buse, a pass from 4 to, pass to number 10 for number 25, Dominique Ewell, defended by number 25, Ada Munoz. Looks like a close call, could have been pass interference against Munoz, but they're lucky they didn't get that call. The Black Widows were That was a good timing pattern. It just unfortunately slipped right through the hands of Dominic Hewell. A given time, that Dominic Hewell is going to get some ability, some more skill in her hands, and those passes will be a routine for her. Looks like the Black Widow, the Red Hawks, definitely have some talent on here. For the first game, it's not bad at all. Now with the left side, fumble again, fumble up the middle again. Fourth down, fumble up the middle. And it's once again, it's fourth down right up the middle. And actually, the fumble made it a first down. The fumble was recovered by the center. No, was recovered by the quarterback, Brendan Vermette. And it actually makes a first down. So in a few times where a fumble, you can get a first down fumble. That's when you're third and one, you fumble forward, get yourself a first down. That really fortunate there. But they have a full 20 to go. It's first and 20 in midfield. It's a full, once again, it's a 40-yard field. So you got another 20 yards to go. So, but once again, it looks like number 70 Stoner and number 4 Vermette are switching off at quarterback and center. Vermette's now back at quarterback with Buse and with a pass to Ewell. And Ewell, she gets a good pass, and it's almost like she just got a rebound and pulled it down like a rebound. It's a good for about 6 yards, and as time goes on, she'll be able to pull it down as a rebound and take off running. She looks like she's a either a shooting guard or a small forward. She looks like a small forward about her build and the way she received that pass, almost like a rebound. And that looks like at the end of the third quarter of play with the score 26-6 in favor of the Black Widows. Again, fans, this is a beautiful day here in Oxnard, California. Just right off the 101, just about an hour to north of the L.A. area and about 5-6 hours south of the San Francisco Bay Area, Northern California. And the NorCal Redhawks would come down here to take on the struggling Ventura Black Widows, who have had a tough loss last week. And this is the first inaugural game for the NorCal Redhawks. And what's so impressive about the Black Widows this week is that they're not losing, getting all the runs around the corner like they were last week. And what's so impressive about the Redhawks is this first game, and they scored a touchdown. They're keeping the other team down to just 4 touchdowns. And it's a pretty good start. It's a pretty good start for the Black Widows. Excuse me, check that. For the Redhawks to really get their career going. It would have been rough if this would have been a 70-0 game or 50-0 game, but this is a very competitive game. And I always thought this when I heard about this game, I figured this would be a fair, competitive game, that this would not be a blowout by no means. Even with Redhawks with just 7 players and the Black Widows with a double the size of a unit. And with Vermette back to quarterback. Well, she's passed, intercepted by number 80. Looks like she's clear free for a touchdown. Pass intercepted by number 80, Vicky Ortega. Excuse me, check that, Michelle Jimenez. Pass intercepted. Pass a little short at the time. The pass was just thrown a little short of the receiver. And she perfectly the whole way makes the score 32-6 in favor of the Black Widows here in Oxnard, California. And I think that hurts the spirit of the Red Hawks. They're still standing proud. They're ready to fight. This game isn't over by no means. And even though we're just entering the fourth quarter, they definitely want to prove the point that they're a team to be reckoned with. This is a game that just basically came out of nowhere, came out of the scraps of Northern California, and now they're giving a good fight to the Black Widows of Ventura. Now, back to quarterback is Jessica Carlin, and she hands it off to number 34, Shorty. And she makes it in for a touchdown. Makes the score 33-0. 36 for the Black Widows and 6 for the Red Hawks of NorCal. And as they go back to kick off again, the Ventura Black Widows have another, well, after we'll be playing again, these two teams will play again next week. Hopefully the NorCal Hawks have a little bit of a better roster because they look like their biggest difficulty is their depth, which is like nothing. They have one player on the sideline, while the Black Widows have a total of 13 players, only 7 on the field, 6 on the field, 7 on the sidelines, while the Red Hawks have 6 on the field, 1 on the sideline. And as you can see, their faces are, the Red Hawks, their skin, they're so bloodshot from all the exhaust and heat, that their socks and helmets are just the same color as their faces right now. To kick, Jessica Christy Ellis, and to catch the ball, number, to catch the ball is caught on the 20-yard line of the, caught by number 39, Barbara Corletta, got the ball all the way down to the 20-yard line. Kick was exactly the 20-yard line, so it'll be first and 20 for the Red Hawks here in Ventura, Oxnard, California, in beautiful Oxnard, California. Looks like the Ventura team is based here in Oxnard, but they play at a variety of fields, depending on the scheduling, because the facilities here are so busy and scheduled. And back at quarterback, for the Red Hawks, halfway to number 25, Ewell's coming around the right side, taken down by number 24, Mungo, Nick Ortega, and number 80, Michelle Jimenez. Todd received, pass caught by number 25, Dominique Ewell, gain of about 11. Second down, second and about 9, a good reception by Ewell. Those are the kind of passes that Ewell's going to have to get catch it and go. In about a year or so, that girl will catch it in stride and keep going. And right now, she is catching just like she's catching a rebound. But pretty soon, she's going to be able to catch that ball, tuck it, and roll. That Ewell is a tremendous athlete, First game she's ever played, and she looks like she's going to do quite well at this. And obviously, she's worn out because her defenders only come in on defense or maybe play only half what she's playing. But she's a worn down athlete right now, that Dominique Ewell. Back at quarterback once again, and she hands it to Vernette, hands it to number 27, Gina Buse. Buse gains no gain. It's third down, third and about 9 for the Red Hawks at their own 31-yard line. Once again, it's about 9 yards to go as we're working our way through the fourth quarter with a score 33-6 in favor of the Black Widows, but this is definitely a good showing by the Red Hawks. This is not a cakewalk for them by no means. That was a really disappointing interception from a few minutes ago, but right now the Red Hawks are very, very, very strong and proud. There's just one person on the sidelines. They're going to be worn down on the drive home, but they're going to be proud for what they did. And they passed the intended for number 25 is incomplete. It was good defense by Vicky Ortega, not letting Dominique Ewell off the line. Dominique Ewell isn't used to the pressure. She can ride the line within three to 5 yards of the line. You're going to get some bumping from a defensive back, and you got to be able to shut that off, put your arm over him and move around him. And Dominique Ewell's going to get good at that. She's been a tremendous athlete in this game. But right now, she's just she's getting used to it. And she looks like she's going to be a tremendous receiver and running back. And once she gets her, let's get some oxygen in her body, when she can get some rest. And as she's working her way through the game of football, she's getting to make it second nature. As you can see her standing there, she's ready to run. And now there's a pass receipt intended for her, but it's thrown behind her by Brenda Vermeer, incomplete pass. Vermeer's had a good game passing somewhat, but she's missed a few passes. Passing like that, and as time goes on, they'll be able to catch up. They'll be able to figure things out, get their timing down better, somewhat like the Black Widows are. Right now, Ewell's back in right corner with Views at left corner. And again, Barbara Coletta at safety. With Carlone at quarterback and Carlone, but there's a penalty. Flag on the field, whistle is blown. With Carlone at quarterback and Shorty Weinberg at tailback. 5-yard penalty, false start against the Ventura Black Widows. We'll make it first down, first and about 16 against the Black Widows. So as we're working our way to the fourth quarter play in this inaugural game for the Redhawks. Official timeout for a commercial break. The referees need a little water for themselves. They're a little worn down. As we're working our way through this game here, the referees, it's had a busy game because the players are very competitive and they're fighting for every inch of the ball they can. As the Redhawks are getting a little bit of break as they've worked their way through a quarter and a half now. They're about almost halfway through this final quarter of play here in Oxnard, California. The Black Widows are a little, well, last week they were outnumbered. They had the same amount of players, but they played 8-man. And last night, Saturday night. And now this week, they're here and they're have a little more beef and replacement on the sidelines while the NorCal is just gasping for air every play. But it's been a very impressive game by the NorCal Redhawks because they're not letting people walk over them. They're not getting pushed over the line of scrimmage. They're not falling on their butts. You'll see more dirt on their shoulder pads and their knee pads than on their tail pad. So that's the most important thing after a game like this. You're not getting falling on your butt and getting played out and letting somebody knock you over. They're not getting knocked over. They're good athletes. They just need a little more experience and a little bit more bench. 7:24 left in the game, and this final quarter was 12-minute quarter, so we've gone through about 4.5 minutes of play. As the clock starts rolling again, the Buell at outside wide against Shorty Weinberg at receiver. Back is Carlin. Carlin throws it across the middle, intended for number 11, Lee Walters, incomplete. Right in front, defended by Barbara Coletta. Ball is defended by Barbara Coletta on that play. Second down. Second and about 16. Second and 16 for the Black Widows at their own 36-yard line of the Redhawks. Carlone, quarterback, with the wide tree and tailback, and it's a quarterback keeper on the right side. And she breaks away. Tackled by number 39, Barbara Coletta. With the ball still running. And third down. And it's about the 23-yard line. Third and 23 for the Black Widows. Third and three for the Black Widows at the 23-yard line of the Redhawks. The Redhawks, once again, they're bunched in the middle there, watching this tight formation by the Black Widows. It looks like a run up the middle, around the right side by Shorty Weinberg, taking on the right side, able to run it in by herself, makes another touchdown in favor of the Black Widows. With the score 39 for the Black Widows and 6 for the NorCal Red. Looks like players down for the Black Widows, for the Redhawks. Looks like one player is down, trying to just catch him some air. And looks like Brenda Vermette was going to have to come back in the game. Well, it looks like number 39, Barbara Coletta, is down, but they're lifting her up. Now she's back, and she's walking. She's back and walking and smiling, so she should be okay. And as I said, they only have one player on the bench. and then they have to go out for one play. But our rule, one player, if you're down, the other player has to come in for one play. He can't put you down. Even with a timeout taken, you still cannot. Still players down has to come out for one play. So now, the extra point to be run by Dakins. The extra point for the Ventura Black Widows. Back at quarterback is Carlone. Back at tailback, number 24. Check that, number 25, Ada Munoz. And it's a handoff to Munoz on the right side. She takes around and she muscles her way in. Finally muscles her way in. Makes the score 40-6. 40 for the Black Widows, 6 for the NorCal Red Hawks. That's about this roughly run touchdown. That's about 7 touchdowns for the Black Widows with just 1 for the Red Hawks. But the Red Hawks have definitely put a spirited game in there. They haven't fallen down by no means. They're still fighting. They're not letting people run by them. They're really putting up a big fight. And that's tremendous considering the size of their team is almost half of the size of the Black Widows. There's no bench at all for them. Player on the sideline just resting and getting icing down the bruises every play. That's all they can have. They got 7 players. They travel 7 since they're playing. It's a hard game for these girls. Back to kick is number 26, Christina Ellis. Back again deep is Paletta, Bliss, and Yule. And the kick is to the 36-yard line, so we got a first. We'll make that to about the 33-yard line, so we've got 1st and 7 where the fields are. Once again, they're a 20-yard section of the field, not 10-yard, but 20-yard section of the field. So in this case, it's going to be 1st and about 7, 1st and 7 for the Black Widows. And if they make 8 yards, they'll be 1st and 19. So that's just the way it works on these 20-yard sections of a field for football. For 6-man football on a 40-yard and 80-yard field. Back at quarterback, once again, will be number 4, Brenda Vermette. At center, number 70, Nathie Stoner. Out wide will be Dominique Yule. And number 27, Gina Buzels. Pass intended for Dominique Yule's incomplete, just short, inches short of her hands. Ran a good pattern. They seem to be having the patterns down, just getting the passes at the right point. With a timing pattern, you got to get the passes a little more accurate, but otherwise it's a good game. A good game of throws is just the presence in the air, the oxygen, the lungs of the players for the Black Widows. So they're giving a little more air. And Yule's is the big wheel threat that they have. Now Yule's takes it pass across the middle. And now Yule takes it, receives the pass, goes for about 25 yards. Dominique Yule takes the pass for about 30 yards. Clock is running the last few minutes in the game. And the Red Hawks are moving toward the end zone. Red Hawks are ready. Excited. Yule's still initiated to running with the ball. Was open, had the ball, and wasn't able to bring it all the way in. And now they're at about the 30-yard line of the. It was about a 20-yard gain. 29 yards on the. 29. It was a pass up the middle. No, it was a pitch to the left, but she brought it back to the right, number 27, Gina Buse, gained about 2 yards. Gained none. She went back a couple yards with the pitch, and then she cut across, and pretty much no gain. So, 4 minutes left in the game as we're going. We've got 4 minutes left in today's game here in beautiful Oxnard, California, with the clock running. Once again, with Yule and Buse out of the wides, with center being number 70, Nathie Stoner, and also interior is Sharon Sear and Amber Purcell. their names haven't been called, haven't carried the ball a lot, but I know those two are just as tired as anybody on the field, in the backfield. Pass to number 25, Dominique Ewell. She passes short, and she was able to come back and catch it. Should be third down, third and about two. Third and a long two. Third and two, yeah, but third and a fair two for the Red Hawks. So there, Ewell finally get into opening yards, open area that she's been running to all game long. With Ewell lined up at right end and Hughes lined up at tailback. And she runs up the middle. Now, first down, run up the middle. Run up the middle by Brenda Vermette. Have Ewells on the side, all the way wide. Had her rolling. Ball's down to the 20-yard line. So it's 20, it's goal. First and goal at the 20-yard line. So the Black Widows are trying to defend, not let them score another touchdown while the Red Hawks are wanting to score their second touchdown to really bring this game a little more into perspective on the scoreboard. Even though it's been a strong game by the Red Hawks, they're just seven bodies out on the field, six on the field, one on the sidelines, with Ewell out right, and same with Buse on the right side. With Vermette back at quarterback, Vermette drops back, throws a pass. Oh, it's intercepted by Jimenez. It's intercepted by Jimenez. She gets interception by Jimenez. By number 80, Jimenez tackle. By number 70, Nancy Stoner. Oh, that's a tough break for the Red Hawks. Real tough break. They're going down. Had a good drive going there. One of the best drives of the game so far, and suddenly an interception tore that drive up. Almost had it. She almost had it. That interception really killed it for the Red Hawks. Timeout on the field once again. Here we are with the score 46 in favor of the Black Widows against the Red Hawks in NorCal. The Red Hawks are putting a heck of a fight out there. So they expected the Black Widows with a stronger team. They're making less mistakes than they were last week. Last week they had played the Fighting Phillies and they weren't able to make it around the corners. They weren't able to make it on the side. All the runs, they didn't score at all last week. Right now with the quarterback with Jordan Weinberg and tailback. Hand off to Weinberg. She goes to right, now she runs to her left. Now she's running all over the place. Now it looks like she has the whole field open. Now she looks like she's tackled by number 25, a game-saving tackle. Touchdown-saving tackle by number 25, Dominique Ewell. Dominique Ewell made a tremendous, that's a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous run by Weinberg, but it's a really key tackle by Ewell. Ewell stopped that one from going in. That made stop him from the final touchdown. Ewell's had a tough game here. She's had a good game, her first game playing football, and new players for the Black Widows, but there's a tremendous amount of ability on the NorCal Red Hawks. The first game, 12 yards to go, first and 10, and first and goal at a 10-yard line. The Carlone back throws a pass, almost intercepted by number 25. Couple years from now, Dominique Ewells take that one and just take it right in the end zone. But right now, she's learning the game and she's a tremendous athlete. I think that's the one bright spot. She's got a tremendous athlete like Ewell. She's got a tremendous basketball ability, but it's just going to take some time and some experience. Any kind of athlete that comes to a new sport takes some time. With Carlone back at quarterback, Munoz out on the left side, and run on the left side. Ewell got it out over Ewell again. So touchdown for the Black Widows. Makes it 46 to 6 in favor of the Ventura Black Widows. Now the extra point, we take it from the 5-yard line. Hey. And that, ladies and gentlemen, that's the end of our today's game. Ladies and gentlemen, the final score of tonight's Independent Women Football League, Women's Spring Football League match is the score 46 for the Metro Black Widows and 6 for the NorCal Redhawks. Next week, both of these teams will be playing here once again in Ventura, the Ventura area. The NorCal Redhawks will travel down here to the Ventura area to take on the Ventura Black Widows. And another rematch, and hopefully both teams will have a strong bench and a very competitive game. The score looks like a lopsided game. It was very competitive overall for the Redhawks because they were able to demonstrate they were able to play football to get to stop a team on the various points, various plays, and they're able to score on them. And they're a team with lots of potential, and they're going to be able to develop into a strong team, whatever league they're in. Either one of these teams will be in, whether it be the WSFL or the IWSL. It's a tremendous, tremendous game by both teams. Again, this is James Evans from Oxnard, California, with the score 46 for the Ventura Black Widows and 6 for the NorCal Redhawks. Who do you want me to? Yeah, I want to hear it too.
Oh, that's what.
Who do you want me to interview first? Dominique.
Okay.
Dominique, we're on. Hi, Dominique. This is your first. Do you want me to? This is your first football game, correct?
Correct.
How? What did you play before? What did you play?
I played softball and basketball before.
What did you play basketball?
At Laguna Creek High School and Paulson
College in Dallas. Now, are you a Texan or are you a Californian?
Oh, California.
California. So how do you feel after today's game?
I feel good. I feel very accomplished. This is my first time being out on the field and actually running and tackling with someone, and I think it did pretty good.
And I noticed you had a lot of good runs there. I noticed a few of them you were able to break away. Are you a pretty fast runner?
Yes. Yeah, I'm a track runner too.
What'd you run?
100 meters.
That's good. It is only 80 meters, 80 yards.
I know.
But the difference is, in track, they don't have bodies.
Exactly.
11.
No one's chasing me.
Nobody's out there to hit you.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I saw you had a good game there. Boy, you had some difficulties too, because you missed a couple tackles and running through you and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, something new, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Totally different experience.
It's like
anything I've ever had.
It's like going for a rebound pretty much every play.
Yeah. With someone twice as big as me.
Yeah. And there are some of them are 2 to 3 times your size.
Yes.
How'd you get involved with football?
I happened to be looking for a flag football team, and BJ said they weren't doing flag, but if I was interested in tackle, I might want to try it. So, kind of adventurous, something I've never done before, so that might be fun.
So what area do you live in?
In Elk Grove.
You live in Elk Grove, and most of the team's out from that area.
Sorry, what?
Most of the team is from the area?
Sacramento.
Sacramento area. So this has been a nice little venture down here for the weekend?
It was lots of fun. We got a chance for us all to bond. It's the first time we've all really hung out together other than practice.
No, you know, this team has been around for quite a few years, and you saw that they have a bench press. I think that's 7 times your size, because they had 7 on the side, and well, you had 1. And I don't think you missed a single play, did you?
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
no.
And that's basketball, you get a little few minutes off, don't you?
Yeah.
But once again, you don't have people going after your head in basketball.
Well, but in basketball, it's almost a full sprint back and forth all
right.
game long. So
yeah.
It's almost comparable to this.
So conditioning is pretty comparable?
Yeah.
How's your noggin? Are you all?
I have a little headache.
You do?
I got my bell rung a couple times.
You did?
Yeah.
No, I saw that. You got your bell rung a few times. But I think they knew where you were at the whole game.
Yeah.
They pretty much, the defense was playing, putting their best player on you to watch you.
Exactly, yeah.
Now, I noticed one play toward the end, matter of fact, you scored about 25 yards on it, that you were able to catch the ball,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, hey.
Yeah.
Like, it's here. And then you're like, uh-oh.
Yeah,
so,
I forgot that people
are
chasing me.
So, yeah, so it's part of catching the ball. Not just catching the ball.
Exactly, don't celebrate too soon.
Yeah, but, yeah, exactly. But in basketball, you catch the ball, you can sort of get it a tenth of a second or rebound.
Exactly.
The other players go the other way.
Right.
But this game is totally opposite. They're going after you even harder once you get the
exactly.
rebound.
Yeah.
What do you play?
I played a shooting guard.
Hard forward. Yeah, I saw a little bit of that attitude.
Yeah.
I saw that ability, the jumping ability. So what do you plan to accomplish? What first of all, do you plan to play more defense or more offense?
I'd like to play more offense, but in this game, we're going to end up doing
yeah.
most of the time.
And driving, sitting on the bus, someone in the uniforms.
Just about.
Putting the air in the helmet. Well, it's a good game. I saw you're definitely, you have a lot of skill, athletic skill, but it's like something new. It's like you have like a Ferrari body, but you're missing a couple tires.
Exactly.
You have like a truck body.
Yeah.
And I can see that natural ability you have, and it's gonna take you. It's gonna take you time, and don't give up on it. Don't get discouraged. That you're not scoring these touchdowns. You will.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
You will be able to score these big touchdowns. You'll get your game face on. You'll get to feel like what it's like to be an open flip runner, and you'll love that. That'll be it's like Christmas every morning when you score touchdowns. It's like, but anyway, it's a good game. We'll be seeing you next week.
Okay.
Once again here in the Metro area. This is obviously a good start here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Brenda, how are you feeling today?
I'm okay. A little tired.
A little tired.
Yeah.
And you didn't miss much. You just missed a couple plays today, did you? Pretty much wore yourself down, huh?
Yeah, I just saw for a little bit. I kind of overheated for a little bit.
Do you feel like you ran like 5-10 miles?
Oh, yeah. I'll sleep like a baby tonight.
You sleep like a baby?
Yeah.
Don't need no Tylenol, sleep aid?
Oh, I'm sure I'll need some kind of a leave or something.
So how do you feel about your team play? Have you played before?
I've never played before.
You've never played before?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, first time.
And how do you feel? What do you play? What sports have you played before?
Softball.
Softball?
Just a lot of softball, yeah.
What do you play? What position?
Shortstop.
Shortstop. So you're used to playing before? And then when you first came to football, what did you plan to play position?
Just defensive back. I wasn't really anticipating playing for back. It's fun.
What surprises you the most about the game so far?
Oh, wow. The hits are hard. And, you know, it's a lot of fun. This is our first game. We all played with a lot of heart and desire. And, you know, I'm looking forward to coming back in June, so... You know, we know what we need to work on now, so we'll just work on that and go back to June and see what we can do then.
So you think as a team, you're going to build a better team as time goes on, get more athletes around, build a better, stronger team, become more cohesive. I saw a lot of good cohesion there. I saw some of the timing patterns were well run. I saw a few of the three or four times were well run. The passes were timed right, but they missed occasionally.
Yeah.
Two or three times, and matter of fact, an interception or two. But there was a lot of good timing patterns, which whoever's coaching it, the timing patterns were all fine.
Yeah.
What do you think your biggest strength is?
Personally or as a team?
Oh, you tell. Both.
Oh, wow. I think more conditioning for myself personally, but as a team, I think, you know, offensively we did really well, and I just think that we need to work on our open field tackles and being able to take the players down, you know, wrap them up and not let them slip through, you know. We had a lot of close plays, and, you know, like you said, everything is about timing, so.
A lot of close plays, as a matter of fact, I saw these guys play last week, and you gave them a real good game, and it was the score. Really how you play. Because a couple of interceptions here or there changed the score. If there wouldn't have had those big plays, this would have been a much tighter game.
Yeah, hopefully, you know, we'll come out in June. You know, we got a few more weeks to work on some stuff, and we'll come back and make it a closer game. So.
And now I understand you're going to be part of the Independent Women's Football League next season?
Yeah.
That's the objective?
Yes.
And you'll be playing other teams like Area Bandits, possibly the Sacramento Sirens, possibly Seattle Majestics, SoCal Breakers, teams like that.
Wow.
You know some of those teams?
Yeah, I've heard of some of them, yeah.
You ever seen them play?
Yeah, I've seen the Sirens play.
They're pretty good, huh?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, those are the good teams. But I don't think you're – I think you're definitely within the realm of what you they can play. I don't think you're – this is a game where you're really outmatched because of – not conditioning, but you had no one player on the sidelines. They had seven. That's one big factor. And secondly, they played together, team for a few years, and you got some fresh talent like this Yule. She is tremendous athletes. You have tremendous athletes. Do you think you're going to come around? The team will be much better as time goes on.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, we already have a few people that are talking about coming back next year. But, you know, we've just been practicing together since February. You know, we just played against a team that's been playing for 2 years. So, you know, for our first game, I'm proud of everyone. And you know, we left it all out there on the field. So.
Yeah, you didn't really make any – I didn't see any quit in you guys. Nothing. Not a body.
What?
Because you had nobody quit. You had no. You couldn't quit.
Yeah, exactly.
So. Great. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you in time and seeing getting better.
Thank you very much. Can I give a shout out to my family?
Yes.
All right, I'm gonna give a shout out to Andrea, Tyler, Jasmine, Aunt Patty, and Uncle David. I love you guys.
And you didn't forget anybody else?
Your
dog.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great.
Thanks.
You, we'll see. You. How you feeling?
I think my girls did very, very well.
Now, how long have you been playing?
I have played 7 years for the Sacramento Sirens, and I retired a few years ago.
Now, tell me, how do you feel this team it matches up to them? Not obviously, this is a fresh team. The Sirens have been around for quite a while. How do you feel this team will be in a year or two? How do you think the future looks for your team?
I think it looks very well. We've got some very talented athletes that are just naturally gifted. I mean, Dominique's got fabulous hands. Gina's got, all around she can move, she can catch. Brenda's got natural talent at QB. I mean, it's just a matter of just getting a season, getting a practice under the belt, getting a competition, against them. I mean, for the small amount of practices we have had and only getting, 4 to 5 people out to practice, which is expected for this, size group, but very hard to practice against one another. I think they did great today. The other team had, the second team were substitutes, and we didn't. We had one that rotated up, amongst. And I think they did great.
Yeah, I noticed during the break, when you're on the sidelines, your face was about as bloodshot as your socks.
Yeah, I've been that way since I was a kid. Everybody freaks out I get so bad that I'm really okay.
Okay, I thought you were going to have a heat stroke.
Oh, no. I 10 minutes exercise and I'm like this. I'm fine.
And then when you played for the Sirens, what did you play for the position?
I started off as linebacker, and then I went to D-line. I was also a place kicker and punter. Then I went to the line, pretty much played everything.
So do you plan to get some more players?
Oh, definitely. We had two players that couldn't attend due to family obligations, and those are two veteran players from the Sirens that have decided to come back. So very much looking forward to their return, and of course we always hope to get somebody else out. And as these ladies play more, they're gonna I'm sure they're gonna recruit more people. So.
And where is your base? The team's base at?
In Sacramento, we play. We practice at a school in Rancho Cordova, Mills Middle School. But it's Sacramento has so many little suburbs. Some of us are from Citrus Heights. I'm from Rancho Cordova. It's all over Sacramento.
So the general Sacramento area.
Yeah.
So that's where your basis of your recruiting would be.
Yeah.
So what you're looking for is more a lot of athletes, not just girls who just want to play sports, but athletes. Play college sports, high school sports, who now want to adjust to football.
Absolutely. I want to try something different. I have played, many different sports, and, when the Sirens became, an entity I could, go experience, I tried out, I made the team, and I played for the next 7 years. And that's just something I had always wanted to try, but when I was, younger in grade school, of course they didn't allow girls to play, so I had to wait until I was a lot older. And, I took advantage of the situation, and, I've enjoyed it very much.
That's good. Now, next season, you got a few more games coming up this mm-hmm. year, and next season you plan to be in the IWFL.
I believe so. That's what the Barbara Stein is, our owner. We hope to be a Tier 3 team, I believe.
Tier 2 or Tier 3?
Tier 3, I believe, yeah.
Yeah.
For the 6-man level. And go from there.
Do you plan to work it up to 11-player level?
It depends. I believe there is some regional rule within the IWFL that the 11-person teams have to be, you know, 50-mile radius away from each other. So we couldn't be another Tier 1 team in Sacramento. We would have to be, you know, 50 miles away. So, you know, there couldn't be two Tier 1 teams in the IWFL because there's already one licensed franchise in town.
Oh, okay. That's
yeah, they're the territorial rule.
The territorial rule of 50 miles away.
Yeah, so we'd have to, you know, we'd have to go to the Bay Area or, you know, Santa Rosa, that sort of thing. But there's already, you know, a lot of Tier 1 teams there. So, you know, if, you know, if we stayed at Tier 3, 6-man, we'd be fine, you know.
What about going to Tier 2?
It all depends on ultimately, you know, where Barb wants to take the team.
I see.
You know, I this is, you know, fairly new to me. This is my first, you know, coaching job in football. So, you know, we're just learning as we go.
But it's definitely a good start.
Oh, gosh, yeah, I believe so. I mean, they made a very good showing to themselves today.
Yeah.
Considering, you know, we had no subs. You know, they've never, you know, hardly played at all except in practice. I mean, to hold this team to, you know, what we did and to score against them,
This was 48-0 in one quarter. Uh-huh. It took them 48. They scored what in the 40s after four quarters of strong, and you really put them took them to task.
I think so. Yeah.
So.
I think we held our own fairly well. I mean, you know, we've got some areas of things we need to practice on. Tackling. We had to practice. We need to get our offense down more. But, you know, Brenda's, you know, just really taken to that very well. She organizes the huddle well. She calls the plays. She mixes them up. You know, she reads her D, and you know, she's doing really well for never playing QB before football, you know.
And what do you play? You plan to be playing what? Just kicking and punting, pretty much?
I just kind of fill in as, you know, somebody needs a break, somebody needs a breather, you know. I can play pretty much any position. I'm not that great a receiver because I'm a little slower than Dominique. But, you know, on the line, center, QB, you know, running back, you know, I'll fill in, you know, but this is for them. I've already played my years. I still play. I love playing the game, but this is, you know, and I'm getting a little long the tooth, and, you know, I got to listen to my, you know, my father-in-law, and, you know, it's like, you need to coach us or coach more and play less, so.
But you at least still punt and kick.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, well, that's why I just bought new pads and everything. Got to keep them in use.
That's
so
great.
Yeah.
Okay, great. That's good to hear. We had a definitely good game here. Mm-hmm. You held them. They scored 2 points. They scored only one touchdown, but it was definitely showing.
I think so. I really think so. I think, you know, they were pleasantly surprised. They were.
Yeah, it was a pleasant surprise, and hopefully the future will be surprised.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I see good things for this group. You know, they're fairly dedicated. They want to learn. They're excited about playing. You know, you can only go, you know, only go forward and, you know, hope for the best that they're going to continue to learn more about the game, enjoy the game more, and continue to play.
Right. Okay. Exactly. Great.
Thank you.
See you again.
Okay.
All right, girls.
I'm
okay.
Yeah, just one with you.
Oh, did you?
So how do you feel, Barb?
Fantastic. I'm so proud of these ladies. They did a great job considering this is all we have as a team, and we had nobody to go up against. They hit hard, really hard. I'm so proud of them.
And then, how do you feel about the future of the team?
I think, you know, with a little bit of recruiting, and, you know, this is our exhibition season, our first game. We've never played anybody. This is our very first game, and, you know, we only practice every Saturday for 2 hours. You know, everybody has lives. We have registered nurses. We have truck drivers. We have counselors. We have, I already said registered nurse. We have, Reno, what do you do? What do you do? Receptionist. And we have lab technicians. And so, you know, we all have lives, and getting together for one day a week, I think we did awesome. And we're just going to grow from there. I think the girls are pumped. I think next practice when we meet again, we're going to know what we need to do, what we need to adjust to. You know, these little things were slippery. We got to work on our tackling, our what was it we said, coach?
Our angle of pursuit.
Angle of pursuit.
Break down and tackle.
And
trying to horse call everybody.
And yeah.
All the
tackles. That's right. Yeah, it felt great. You know, not playing since 2007. It felt good to suit up. I was tired as heck. But these girls, oh gosh, they're gonna run me to the ground. But you know, that's all good. I'm excited.
All right, Barbara, that's been great. I saw a real good game played by both the Ventura Blackhawks and Black Widows, excuse me, but your Black Widows and the NorCal Red Hawks. The other thing is, a year from now, we'll be playing these. What do you think the score is going to be?
Well, next year we'll be in our regular season. We'll be Tier 3 to the IWFL, so hopefully we'll have more games to play locally. We would still like to play the Black Widows, you know, in preseason games and get some experience, because it's always good to get experience. And we have good fellowship with these ladies. I've known them since for two years now when I went with you in Fresno. And so we have good fellowship, and it's a learning process. And so in the year, I think, you know, it's an experience. Next game, I think, I don't know how well we'll do the next game. We'll get two additional players that will be here. You know, we were shorthanded. We only brought seven with us and, you know, rotated in. I think with the experience, we'll just go from there. We'll improve. It's a learning step.
And don't you think there's a natural rivalry if you make it geographic? There could be a good natural rivalry. Competitive and fun rivalry between the Black Widows and the Red Hawks.
Most definitely, and I look forward to playing them again June 26th.
Great.
And right now we're going to go to an after party with them and do some fellowshipping and socializing.
Great.
And have good fun.
Okay, we'll see you then in a few weeks on the next game.
Okay, thanks, James. Appreciate it.